Hello, Phyllis.
Hello.
Hi. Oh, hi. Is this LaSherry?
Yes, Paul. How are you doing?
I'm doing quite well. I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Now, I see that you guys have did that. That's good that you have took out the money for this. But I wanted to know, I read something in there where it says where it's going to put us at the top of the page. What platforms, again, are they?
Okay. Right, so it's multiple platforms. It's everything that Google wants to see and needs to see. So Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps, Google and Bing, all the content that Google looks for. And, of course, we're going to create all of that content and the website. So that .com website, we're going to build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you. And it's included in that flat rate, that $199.
Okay, so it doesn't put us at the top of it in the search for these individual
the platforms,
places.
The different platforms? Yeah, I mean, if someone is searching on those directories, you're going to be able to pop up there as well. And the whole point of it is for you to be in that local map, that PAC result, right near the top of the page on Google and Bing.
Right, that's where I'm, because I want to be, I'm with Yelp, and
right.
what I want to do is, if you guys going to have me at the top of Yelp, why not put all my money into you guys, because...
Exactly, right. So, I mean, it's, let me check your Yelp listing. So, it looks like you have a community list, now, you have a enhanced listing on Yelp, right? And you're paying kind of a pretty penny for that, right?
Yeah, like 400.
Like 400, yeah. So what we are going to do, I mean, if you didn't already have that enhanced listing, we would create a community listing for you. It looks exactly the same as your listing, just, I mean, what you're paying for is to keep the other businesses off of your listing. So they're not supposed to put your direct competitors on your listing because that's one of the things that you're paying for. You're also supposedly paying for better placement. And, I mean, from my perspective, just, you know, for me to say $400 a month for better placement on Yelp, when, you know, for something like a hair salon or a restaurant or a nail salon, I mean, something like that, placement on Yelp is important, right? But when you're hiring someone to come out to your home, most people use Google. So, you know, we'll create the Yelp listing for you as one of the directories because that's what Google wants to see. I mean, it's up to you if you want to shut that Yelp listing off or not. I would give it a little bit of time for us to get you traction and get your phone ringing because, you know, it is different than an enhanced listing. You know, it's what we create it not really so your customers can find you on that first page of Yelp. We create that because that's one of the directories that Google wants to see. It's one of the things that's important to Google. So if you didn't already have a Yelp listing, we would have created that community listing for you, but it's a little bit different than paying for that enhanced listing. I mean, you've been using Yelp for a while, right? I mean, is it working? Are you getting phone calls or jobs from it?
Well, let me give you the breakdown of the numbers.
Okay.
So in 1 month, I'll probably get like 6 phone calls.
Okay.
6, sometimes maybe more than that. And
they're phone calls, not leads, right? You're not getting a lead that you have to follow up with. It's people actually calling you and, you know, saying they found
well,
you.
They're leads as well.
Oh, okay.
They're leads.
Okay.
Some of them are leads. One lead. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Phil said one lead.
Okay.
So, but.
That's kind of expensive
yeah,
for one
I'm
lead.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I hope that what we're doing here is going to bring in more customers. I think I had the wrong idea. I thought you guys put me in the front of the platform on, put me on the front page of all these platforms, and I just pay you guys to do that.
Right. So like for Facebook, there's not like a first page of Facebook, right? But we create the content. We create the directories that, like a website, talk about your company and your services and have, you know, photos and things like that. So like I said, if you were to cancel Yelp, it would look almost exactly the same. You would have a community listing just at the bottom. There might be a couple of your competitors listed, but you'd still have all those photos and all that content talking about your company and things like that. So
okay.
We create that content, like I said, not necessarily so your customers can find you there, but because Google and Bing index that information. That's what they use to make sure that you would provide that service if you were called, and that's what they use to put you ahead of your competitors. So that's the reason that we create that content. It's not necessarily to get you on the first page of Yelp or the first page of Facebook, but to make sure that you've got the content that Google wants to see so you pop up on the first page of Google and Bing when someone is looking for carpenter or countertop installation or you know, phrases like that.
Okay. I get it, and I'm cool with it. Now, I read something about complimentary photos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you guys do that as well?
So the website, I mean, that's an opportunity for us to showcase photos. I think I saw 14 photos on your Yelp page. We can use the photos directly off that Yelp page, or 12 photos, photos and videos. So photos and videos, we can use photos that are already on your Yelp listing, but you can also send us new photos. The hosting, maintenance, and the updating of the website is included. So you can always add new photos. In fact, some of our clients love the fact that they can add new photos to their website on their own. I mean, some of our clients just want us to do it, and either way, you do have those options. Through your client dashboard, your tracking system, you can upload photos to your website. You can make content changes to your website if you like, or just email them to us, and we'll make those changes for you.
Okay.
Now that I've got you on the phone, though, and, you know, we do have your client interview in about an hour and 40 minutes or so, but now that the account is active, you should have gotten a couple of different emails. One is the one that we want you to take a look at right now. I mean, now that I've got you on the phone. You've gotten the welcome email, which has our client support phone number and the hours of operation and the support email. And, of course, you can speak with a live agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. You can email the support team 24/7. They'll follow up with you within the following business day. The one email, though, that we do want you to see is the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. And if you click on that one, it says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. And then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see that one?
You will receive a login within 7 days. Is that it?
I think that might be the welcome email.
Thank you, sir.
Action needed.
Oh, that's the other one. Yeah, so you looked at first the welcome email. That's got the client support phone number and information underneath it. And then the other one is action needed. And since you're looking at that one, I can kind of walk you through it a little bit, but that's not the one that we're wanting you to see now. But that action needed, photos needed for your Google verification. Google's made the process of being on the first page a little bit more comprehensive. It is by design. They want to make sure the businesses that pop up on the first page are, in fact, local businesses that will actually pick up the phone and provide that service when called. So they do want to make sure that you could do that. So it doesn't have to be everything on that list, but anything you can send our way, any photos of tools or equipment, the work vehicle, any business card that you've got. Obviously, there's not like a physical location or a workplace, but where you park the vehicle when it's not being used, or even like a close-up of the tools, et cetera, on the vehicle, that can suffice for something like that. Is the business itself licensed and or insured?
It is licensed. It's not insured yet, but we're licensed.
Okay. Gotcha. Perfect. So there's a link there. Like I said, anything that you can send our way, send through that link. And then the one that we did want you to see, though, is the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. And then that's the one that, again, has the please click here to accept the subscription terms. That blue click here is hyperlinked. Do you see that? If you click on that blue click here, it takes you to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services that we'll be providing on the left-hand side. Do you see that?
Fill out the form here. I'm not seeing it.
I think it's
access your dashboard.
Oh, yeah. If it says access your dashboard, that's probably at the bottom of most of the emails. But in the body of the email, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. So there's a blue click here that you can click on. So the access your dashboard is at the bottom.
My husband had some terms. Hold on. My husband had some terms from you guys on his phone that he had pulled up. Babe, where's those terms? Terms of Experience.
That's the one. Yeah. Yeah, that one. Yeah, if he's already accessed it, it might not let you.
Yeah, that's what's probably going. $49 installation fee.
But are you able to see that maybe on his phone then?
Yeah, I'm on here looking now as we speak. Okay, and I'm just paying $99, right?
It's the
$199.
Correct.
I'm sorry, $199.
That's the exact amount. That's the flat rate, exactly.
Okay.
And it's to the penny. No taxes, no fees, no surcharges, no lead fees, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that.
Okay.
So are you looking at the one that says the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services, Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Do you see that?
Yes.
Okay. So, of course, Google's our main focus. It's going to be everyone's main focus. But we do mirror the content on Bing as well, because about 1 out of 10 people will be using Bing. Most of them do it on their smartphone. We want you to get those opportunities and those phone calls as well. Google Business Profile access, the directory submissions are not just Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook. Like I said, it's everything Google wants to see. We are doing that custom website for you, et cetera. I don't want to walk you through everything, but you'll see the line that goes all the way across, and then it populates the number, the 512-2919 number. And then it says, I agree to receive SMS messages to my phone. Those are, of course, just text messages through the computer. We do want to be able to send text messages to you, so click on that box. The other box says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to click on that box, of course. And then in the longer box with an arrow pointing towards it, that's where you would either copy and paste or type in your name exactly as it appears. So if you're copying and pasting, just be careful to not copy an extra space before or after your name. And if you're typing it in, it must be an exact match. So it's case sensitive. First initial, middle initial, first initial of the last name are all capitalized. There is not a period after the middle initial, just a space before it and after it. But once you've got your name exactly as it appears in the box, click the confirm signature box to the right of it, and that does a few things. First of all, it lets us know that you know that it's month-to-month, that we waived your setup fee, that it's the exact fixed flat rate of $199, that we're including the website, etc. It does also allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area, as well as to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, and to fix it if it is not. So it's an important step in the process. And you'll know that you are successful in submitting that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that next page. Okay. You can actually stop right there. The reason it's asking you for a username and a password, it's coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking system. The automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it and log in right now. That's why it's asking you for a username and password. Neither of which is actually true. We do have to do the client interview, and again, the client interview is scheduled in about an hour and a half. We have to have that client interview for us to create the content for there to be something to track. But in a day or so, you'll receive by text and email both your username and a default password that you can then use to access your tracking system. You can change the password once you log in. Some people never change it. Either way, it's fine. Actually, I can give you the username because the username has already been created and it cannot be changed. It is the phone number, though, the 2919 number. The area code is included. But it's just numbers, no dashes, no spaces, no parentheses. So again, we'll email you this username and the default password once your tracking system is active, but your username is in fact 321-512-2919. The support email is support@localsplash.com. That's in the other, well, I guess it's at the bottom of just about every email that you've received. In any correspondence to the support email, please include that phone number or even your phone number, the one that we're on, the 1074 number, or the username. And that allows us to access the information quickly and forward it out to the right department. Anything and everything can be sent to that email. Although when we do the client interview in about an hour and a half, they'll also give you photos at localsplash.com, photos, photos@localsplash.com. You can always email the photos team directly, but, you know, in all honesty, anything and everything can be sent to the general support email, and we'll just forward it out to the right department and take it from there.
Okay.
Okay. Now, don't forget, we've got the security question on the account. It's the first pet's name, which is King. And now I remember speaking with Philip about that because that's the first pet that I remember. We had a big black lab, and he said King was a black lab also. But I grew up with Prince, who was King's son. That's the dog that I remember. But I do know, you know, from speaking with my brother that his dad and there's pictures of me. King was huge. I was tiny at the time. But yeah, that's the question and answer that we have on the account here. Anyone who calls us, whether it's you or Philip, we might ask you for the answer to the question. And keep in mind, anyone who calls you moving forward, especially if they say they're Google or if they say they're Local Splash, they will need to know both my name, which is Paul Gordon, and they'll need to know the answer as well as the question without being prompted. Okay. If they don't know that information, if they can't get it to you in a minute or so just by clicking over to the other page and finding it quickly, politely let them go. If they're asking you for more money, politely let them go. The voice verification is clear, and as I kind of mentioned again today, it is the exact amount of $199. No one is going to ask you for more money calling from Local Splash, okay? If they are, just let them go. And if you have any questions, call that toll-free number and speak with me or with client support, okay?
Okay.
All right. You guys are all set for from my end, and again, that client interview is in about an hour and a half. If I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready, I'll be on the beginning part of that call as well. I don't get a lot of advance notice, but if I'm between phone calls, I'll be there to introduce you to your technician, answer any other questions you might have before we hand it over to them. But like I said, I may already be on another call, but they've got your file, and they're going to take really good care of you guys. Just to make sure, the number that they should be calling, is it the 1074 number or the 2919 number?
You can call this number we're on now. It's 1074, yeah.
That's what I've got in the notes. Perfect. Just wanted to make sure. So that's the number that we'll be calling for the client interview. It could be with either of you or both of you if you're together.
Okay.
All righty. Pleasure speaking with you both. You guys take care, and I hope I speak with you again in about an hour and a half.
You will. We'll be ready.
Well, if I'm available in between phone calls, I'll be on that call too. So looking forward to helping you guys get your phone ringing, get that website out there. Now, did you say you already had a domain that you wanted us to use for that website?
I do.
Now, what is that domain?
Let me go dig it up. Oh. MountUpLLC.org.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so MountUpLLC.org. And then for the branding of the business, did you want it as MountUp or MountUpLLC? I mean, it's totally your preference, but we want it to be consistent everywhere. Do you guys prefer to be, do you prefer to be branded as MountUp? On Yelp, it's MountUp. You can totally leave the LLC off if you like.
What do you want to do?
MountUp
is fine.
Okay, MountUp. That's how I have it, too. I just wanted to clarify. And then are you guys like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday? When did you guys want to be found?
Sunday through Friday.
Okay, so Sunday through Friday. So you're closed on Saturdays?
Yes.
Okay, so Sunday through Friday. Perfect. And that is like, is it like 8 to 5, 7 to 7?
Sunday is 9 to 2.
Okay.
Sunday is 9 to 2. Friday is 9 to 2. And then from Monday through Thursday is 9 to 6.
Okay, 9 to 6. And then are you taking, like, cash, check, credit card, anything like Venmo, PayPal, Cash Apps?
We do accept Cash App.
Okay.
We do accept check. We accept cash.
Okay. So cash, checks, Cash Apps, what about credit cards?
No, we don't want to deal with that.
Okay, not yet. Not now, anyway. Okay. Cash, check, and Cash Apps. Okay. That's just to give my client interview technician a little bit of a head start. And then, like I said, we'll be calling you back in about a half an hour or so.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Pleasure speaking with you both. You guys take care, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, very good. Have a good one.
Thank you, too, Philip. And LaSherry, you as well. You have a great day. Take care.
You as well.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.